Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Tuesday, the 14th of April. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last week. Useful additional guidance was published last week in relation to the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme, or CJRS, and its implications for employers and pension contributions. First, the government updated its guidance to include commentary on the interaction of the CJRS with salary sacrifice arrangements. In principle, these arrangements will continue unaffected by any wider changes, and the reference salary used for CJRS claims will be the post-sacrifice salary. However, HMRC has agreed that COVID-19 counts as a life event that could warrant changes to salary sacrifice arrangements if the employment contract is updated accordingly. The pensions regulator has also published guidance on how the pensions elements of the CJRS operate, together with commentary on auto-enrolment obligations and on consultation requirements where employers are looking to reduce DC contributions to the statutory minimum. A proposal of this kind that requires an amendment to scheme rules triggers a 60-day consultation requirement. However, the regulator has said that where specific criteria are met, it will not take regulatory action in relation to a failure to consult for the full 60 days during the current crisis. What's new this week also includes other updates, including news that the Financial Conduct Authority is considering how to implement a 12-month deferral of initial margin requirements in relation to derivatives contracts. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.